This morning's scripture reading is Exodus 16, 1 to 18. The whole congregation of the Israelites set out from Elim and came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had departed from the land of Egypt. The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat and ate our fill of bread, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I am going to rain bread from heaven for you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. In that way I will test them, whether they will follow my instructions or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather on the other days." So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "In the evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your complaining against the Lord. For what are we that you complain against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening and your fill of bread in the morning, because the Lord has heard the complaining that you utter against him, what are we? Your complaining is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the Israelites, 'Draw near to the Lord, for he has heard your complaining.'" And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the Israelites, they looked towards the wilderness and the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses, "I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, 'At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God.' In the evening, quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning, there was a layer of dew against the camp. When the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine, flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, 'What is this?' For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, 'It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather as much of it as each of you needs, an omer per person according to the number of persons, all providing for those in their own tents.' The Israelites did so, some gathering more, some less. But when they measured it with an omer, those who gathered much had nothing over, and those who gathered little had no shortage. They gathered as much as each of them needed." This is the reading of the word.
Please pray with me. Holy God, there's something about scripture that stirs us awake, a deep love that made room for everyone at the table, reminds us that we are hungry. Stories of manna raining down in the desert remind us that we are lost. Stir us awake, O God, remind us that this story starts with love and ends with love. We are hungry, we are listening. Amen. Okay, so the scripture reading is probably longer than this sermon. So hopefully that gives you something to look forward to. It was a long time ago. It was probably about 15 years ago or so. For some reason, I can't remember the context, I was at a seminar about poverty and personal finances, and part of this seminar was thinking about our individual money stories. And the first step in writing our stories, we would be in small groups, and we'd talk to each other about it. And the first step was to think about and tell your very first memory about money, like when you were a little kid. And like so many kids today, back then, kids in general, there were a lot of times when I would be at the store and I would want something. Mom, can I have that? I want that. No, I want that. I want that. And my mom would say she didn't have the money. And that was really confusing to me because I had seen her many times write out a check and give it to cashiers in the past. And so I told her, well, okay, so just like write a check. And hopefully we all here today know that that's not how checks work. You have to have the money in the account to be able to write that check. So my parents, I think most of you know by now, my parents were teenagers when I was born. So you might imagine that they didn't have a whole lot of money. It's really only in hindsight that I know that they often had to decide whether they were going to pay the electric bill or the rent. My mom would have to think about whether or not she could take me to the doctor. Most of my clothes were hand-me-downs. I remember distinctly standing in line at a food bank with my mom, and I wasn't privy to the details, but I knew that money was important, and we didn't have enough. And it was only through talking about these experiences in an open and accepting space, talking about them in a very frank way, that I was able to understand my tendency to want to hoard money. I always had this feel, there was always this feeling that I never had enough. We all have a money story, and maybe yours is a story of shame, or like mine, of fear. Maybe you feel like your individual actions don't have an impact, so like why even bother? Or that we as a church, as a collective, don't have enough, so we need to hold on to every single penny, just in case. Over the next few weeks, we'll be talking about where God might be speaking a new narrative into the limited ones that we've been telling ourselves. Like I mentioned in the Valley, and before I introduced Paul, we're doing our stewardship campaign. You should have gotten your pledge cards in the mail. If not, coming soon, or see Arlie or myself. We've just celebrated the birth of our Savior Christ. We're in a season of joy and of gratefulness. We're looking ahead to our new year, and that's why we're focusing on stewardship now instead of in November. And I get it. I know it's partly our culture. It's partly a generational thing. Talking about money is uncomfortable. And to be honest, I'm not even fully at ease talking about it right now. But my hope is that by bringing it out into the open, airing it out, we might all be able to just feel a little more comfortable about it. We can reframe the conversation. We can start seeing money for the tool that it is to reframe our conversation, to see it as a tool for bringing about God's